Okay. So good afternoon, Alexa. I can call you Alexa, right?
Yes,
Okay.
yes, you can come.
So, based from what Pat said to you, what is techie bees, ba? According to her.
Techibiz is a company who hand offered virtual assistants who is handling different clients. I'm not sure what kind of clients this the company is handling, but that's what Pat said to me.
Okay. So yeah, we handle various clients all over the world. So we have UK, Canada, South Africa, sorts of clients. We have healers, speakers, coaches, so more on online businesses. We handle their online businesses and we also do various tasks for them like video editing, graphics, and social media management, email management, sorts of things like that. So right now what we need is an office-based virtual assistant who can handle tasks such as video editing and most often video editing and graphic designing. So I think Pat also mentioned that to you. Is
Yes,
that
Bob,
correct?
yes.
Okay. And our office is located at Muntinlupa. And you are based on?
From Binion Laguna.
Okay, Binian Laguna. Where would you be amenable to work in here?
Yes, Bob, yes.
Binian. So, sorry. Binian, so ilang sakay ka papunta dito?
I'm not sure po kasi po hindi ko pa po napupuntahan yung lugar, pero if diretso lang naman po siya from Binian to Muntinlupa, kung dadaan po akong service road, siguro mga isang sakay lang po.
Actually, we're located kasi inside the Katarungan Village. So, from Bayan ng Muntinlupa, you will have to ride a tricycle going to main gate. Then from main gate, you will have to ride another tricycle going to Type C. Then from there, you're going to ride another tricycle going to the office. So that's three tricycles and one jeepney.
Oh, hindi ko po
Yeah.
in-expect na ganun po pala kalayo.
Yeah, from
Kasi po,
Binian.
chinek ko po kasi kanina yung location nyo, I mean yung village po. Sabi ko, parang malapit lang naman.
Not really. Not
Nasa
really sure
pinaka,
if.
ay,
Sorry. Go ahead.
nasa pinakaloob po ba yung office nyo po?
Yeah. It's inside, located inside the village. I'm not sure if you're. Nakakadaan ba be sa ano? Sa San Pedro? Padaan dito sa may ano? Sa may Ivia? Ay, wala. Mawala. Yun. That's the only way pala for you to get here. So,
So bali po tawag dito, mag-SLEX po ako.
Yeah. Then baba ka lang ng Muntinlupa, then yun nga. Yun lang yung ano, medyo struggle din dito sa pagpasok sa village. Kasi tatlong tricycle yung kailangan mo. Wala kasing isang sakayan lang. So, yun. Dadaan ka kasi siya ng Bucor. So, ganun siya kahigpit.
Ah, okay.
So,
Pero possible po ba na natanggap din po kayo na gustong mag-work from home?
yes. But right now, kasi ang required talaga namin is office-based BA. Yun talaga yung pinaka-kailangan namin as of now. I don't know the total eh. Pero may mga work from home VAs din kami talaga na working right now. Yun nga lang, ang pinakakailangan kasi talaga is yung full time talaga. Yun. So yun. So to start off, tell me about yourself. Yeah, parang talk to me like we're just catching up like friends.
I just graduated this year, so I'm a fresh graduate, and I took a bachelor's of multimedia arts in STI College of Santa Rosa, Laguna. Aside from that, I also worked as a customer service representative in majorworldbooking.com. So I handled travel account. What I did there is I was doing inbound and outbound calls, as well as relocation, refunding, emailing, and also I'm doing commissions, and one of them is I was one of the video editor of Carlos Palanca Foundation. So Carlos Palanca is an awarding event for the journalists and for the writers here in the Philippines. Also, I had an experience handling small production. I had a small production before, and we joined some film festival like Pulumat Sinamata, and luckily we won 3 awards like Third Best Picture, Best Cinematography, and Best Screenplay. I also took my internship in Price Commission Fellowship, so it's an all-around role. So I did a lot of role in live production. Sometimes I'm a photographer, sometimes I'm a camera operator, and sometimes I'm a visuals operator. So that's
Oh, that's great. I see you have a lot of accomplishments naman na pala and experiences with your chosen career. So do your friends usually call you Alexa or
yes.
okay.
They
So
call me
you're
a lot of names.
Okay, so
But
but
you
your
can call me
nickname.
Alex. Alex.
Okay, so
Alex.
your nickname is Alex.
Yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, too young. Yeah, you guessed my age.
Can I guess?
Yes.
24.
No, sorry. I'm already turning 30 next month, so yeah, leaving my 20s.
It doesn't seem like you're 30.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me that. Yeah, baby face. Okay, so 23, and you're living with your parents right now, or
Yes.
okay, so you're living with your parents. So, as a fresh grad, can you describe yourself? I know you're into like media because you have a small production, right? So yeah, tell me your hobbies, your interests, and what's your strengths and weaknesses so you can see onto yourself.
My hobbies related to my course is photography. More on related to arts. Photography, graphics design, digital art. Sometimes I do also creative writing. Creative writing was also one of my passion. And my strength is my strength maybe I could handle I could handle pressure in serious times. Like, for example, like I was doing I mean I handled small production, and sometimes it get a lot of pressured, and I have to think some new ideas, and like I forgot what it's called, like the adrenaline rush. Like we have to change some scene as much as possible. And that I think that's my strength, like working in pressure.
Under pressure.
And yes. And I think my weakness is I overthink a lot, I think. Because I think a lot of things that it is not is not possible, or and sometimes it affects on the way I work sometimes. Like I overthink a lot of things, and it affects my works and sometimes my study before.
Okay, got it. So you live with your family, but parents, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sorry, if you don't mind me asking, what are your parents' work?
My mom is a massage therapist, and my dad is an OR technician. So he works before he works at the hospital as OR technician, but today, as of now, he sell operating machine like he that use in operating room.
Okay, that's great. It's not common that we have that in the family. So, if you rate your English proficiency 10 being the highest and one the lowest, how would you rate your English?
I think it would be 7.9.
Okay, 7.9. There's still room for improvement.
Yes.
But I can see that you're really good in speaking English.
Thank you.
That's an advantage. So, how about your computer skills?
Computer skills, 10, I guess. Because I worked in front of the computers a lot, so
Okay. And how about are you familiar with any software or project management tool?
like
Like Hive, Asana.
no, I'm not familiar to that.
Okay. So I think with your previous experiences, but have you worked before as a virtual assistant, or you don't have any experiences
No,
with? Okay.
no.
So your last previous experience is the customer service in Majorel.
Yes.
Sorry. Who is under travel account, right?
Yes.
And then you also interned at CFC.
CCF.
Sorry, CCF. Okay. So, how many words per minute is your typing speed? Would you rate? Would you know?
I'm sorry, but
Words per minute, typing
words
speed.
per minute. I'm not sure. Maybe
But you're
500
fast
words.
on
Yes.
your yeah, because I think you're familiar with the keyboard. How about how do you usually answer emails?
Answer emails. How would I answer emails?
Yes. How do you usually respond to clients' emails? Can you walk me through your process for handling inquiries, complaints, or follow-ups?
Sometimes I make sure that I know what they are complaining, and then I give them empathy. I give them empathy, and then also reassuring them that they will get a good service next time.
Okay.
Yes, that's
If you receive an email with unclear instructions, what would be your next step?
unclear instructions. I would ask, and I would ask my colleague first, and then I will try to understand it myself. And then proceed to the project. That's it.
So do you have any experiences in writing captions for social media posts?
Yes.
And can you give me example how you might write for a client event?
Client event. Well, if it's if it's a like for example, playful event, it should be the caption should be lively and encouraging to attend or to join the event. Because if the caption is kind of boring or too plain, the viewers or the audiences would not interested to join the event like that.
What are the tools you use usually for graphic creation?
I use Figma and sometimes Canva.
Figma?
Yes.
Okay, Figma. Do you usually use Photoshop?
Sometimes, yes, I use
How about video editing?
video editing. I just use CapCut sometimes.
Do you know any other tools?
Like Premiere Pro.
Premiere Pro. That's it? You don't have it.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. If you were asked to create a promotional reel for an upcoming event, how would you approach it from concept to execution?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
If you were asked to create a promotional reel for an upcoming event, how would you approach it from your con from concept to execution? So, for example, sorry. For example, I assigned you a task like I've given you a link of the event, and then the event is a online event. Usually one of our clients ask us to create reels for his upcoming events. His business is a event center. So his place is it held parties, events, healing, things like that. And then I sent you a link of the event, and I also sent you a folder for the assets like graphics, images of the speakers, so things like that. How would you execute that? How would you create a reel for that?
Is it a video reel?
Yes, it's a reel.
Hi, sorry. Wait. Yes, Papa. Sorry, po. Opo.
Sure.
Sorry, po.
Sure.
At first, can I end? Wait lang po.
Sure.
Ay, shit. Sorry, po. Next. Hello, I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
I just got interrupted by my dad. So I'm sorry. To answer the questions, first I would understand the script given to me, and I would make sure that the reel is engaging and informational in order for the audience to understand what's the message or behind it, and also to understand fully the client's wants when it comes to their project. And also aside from that, make a lot of research about the client and the company.
Next is, if you were given a task and you doesn't know how to do it, what is the first thing you would do?
I will ask my colleague first and ask them a few questions about it if I don't understand the task, and then I will try my best to understand it on myself.
So another is, if imagine you are given multiple tasks to finish today. One is an urgent client request from an upcoming event, while the other is a routine report. How would you prioritize your work?
I would do the project that is, like, for example, due today, because I think that's more easy for me to make a project and to work under pressure. So yeah.
Sorry, one more. Great. Okay. If you are scheduled to work for a specific time of hours, but encounter a personal conflict, how would you handle the situation and make sure the work is still delivered?
Of course, I would do the I would do the first thing, and that is handling the conflict. And after that, if I have time, I would immediately do the task or the project that is given to me in the time manner, and make sure that the work is done by the end of time that is given to me.
Okay, so you'll still make sure to deliver the task.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So if your supervisor explains how to do a task, but you're unsure afterward, how would you handle it to avoid asking the same questions repeatedly?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Okay. For example, I already explained to you how to do the task. Like, for example, I assigned you the real task, and I already explained to you what you would do, the steps, the next steps, and then after that, you forgot or you're unsure how to do it, but I already explained it to you. How would you ask me or approach me without asking the questions repeatedly?
Maybe I show you some drafts, projects, so that you could see on what I did on the project, and ask you some if there is any elements that needs to add, or if I did this right, or if I did something wrong, something like that.
Okay, great. So you will go ahead with the task and then just show me the output and then ask me what did you miss? Things like that.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's it for that questions. How about your given, like, for example, on holidays, we don't usually go to the office, but we can do work from home task. So do you have a computer or laptop that is ready for any task given at home?
Yes, I do have laptop.
After our call, can you send us the specifications for that?
Yes.
Okay. It's only one. You don't have any backup device in case the one you're using won't work.
No, I just have one laptop.
Okay. And sorry to ask, is it a Mac or not?
It's Acer.
Oh, Acer. Okay, just send us the specifications after the call.
Okay.
And for your internet provider, do you use PLDT or Globe?
I use Converge.
Okay, Converge. And if that doesn't work, you don't have any backup internet?
No, but sometimes I use my phone data to connect
Okay.
to the internet.
Okay, good. That's good. Sorry. So you don't have any current jobs right now?
No, I'm just doing commissions like freelancing.
Okay, commissions, freelancing. For graphic creations or
Yes, for graphics.
okay. Can you also send a sample of your graphics of the graphics that you have created before?
Okay.
And any other jobs that you have done, like writing and video editing or reels, if you have.
Okay.
So, what's your target salary or rate per hour?
Rate per hour, maybe. I don't know how VA works po kasi. So, maybe 750 per hour, if that's possible.
Okay. But overall, because here at the office, if you're working for an office-based BA, like me, Mrs. usually charge 8 hours for my whole day in the office. So what's your total salary? What you got in your mind?
Thousand.
Hello, sorry you got cut off.
I'm 19 to 23.
19 to 23. But under probational, sorry, just a heads up. After before probationary, while you're on probationary, are you amenable to work? If your rate is like the minimum wage, would that work for you?
Yes, I mean, I'm a fresh graduate, so I just need experience.
Okay. So you're okay within the minimum wage for the probationary period.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. So if you will be hired, when is your date of availability to start?
As much as soon as possible, po talaga.
Okay.
Because I need work.
Okay. So I think that's it for now. Sorry. One last question before we go. Given your experience, what is your edge over the other applicants?
Edge. What do you mean, edge? Like,
your like your advantage with the other applicants.
I think my advantage in other applicants is I am very creative and focused to work. Even though I'm a perfectionist, I always make sure that the project or the work that I do is still in the line when it comes it's still in
Sorry,
the plan.
you got cut off.
Sorry. Sorry. Hello.
Okay, yeah, it's
Yes.
continue now.
Yes, my advantage to other applicants is I am creative.
Sorry, I can't hear you again. I still can't hear you.
Oh my God. What
Okay, I
happened?
can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, so when it comes to advantages to the applicants, I think my advantage is I am more creative and always think of the box, and I always make sure that I follow the instructions that is given to me, and also I can work under pressure, and I can do things even though I am very pressured and stressed, and I can manage my time and submit the works on the said deadline.
Okay, thank you so much, Alex, for taking the time today. And yeah, you'll be hearing from us at least this week. If you're going to have a final interview with Ms. Sass, and then yeah, that's it. I'll be needing you to send me the sample of your works and also the specifications of your computer. Okay. Thank you, Alexa. Have a great day.
Thank you for
Bye.